podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
Before I jump into the podcast, go over and leave a five-star review. We really love those reviews. Leave some comments. I read all of them, and we would really appreciate that. But before we get started, I definitely want to give a big shout-out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. Mention Coach Unplugged, you get $450 off, and you'll get the best customer service you'll ever expect. Just mention Coach Collins, and they'll take really good care of you. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's something, you know, when I started teachhoops.com, it was what I would have wanted as a young coach before, you know, all the state championships and all the nationally ranked teams that I've coached. And not to brag, just to kind of tell kind of my journey, I would have killed for this stuff because it would have made my life so much easier, a little bit of everything that you need to become a better basketball coach. And we are the only people out there that offer 14-day free trial because we believe in it so much. Follow the roadmap, work on your craft, and you get me, one-on-one mentoring. So I can't imagine anything better than that. I don't know. Anyway, go over and check it out, and let's head off to the podcast.
Quick one, actually, if you really think about it.
Yeah. Coach just came out. Yes, this could be a quick one. I hit record. That's episode 42. We don't edit.
We are truly authentic high school basketball coaches. We are not some. Yeah, we are just traditional guys, man.
Yes, this is authentic.
Yeah.
All right. So episode 42. What's the topic, Coach?
How to evaluate yourself and players in the summer.
Don't. All right. There you go. You're right. No, I think you do. First of all, I think you got to look at how the player. Here's what I think you need to do, and we'll see what you think. I think the players need to. When you are evaluating the players, you need to look at their strengths and their weaknesses, how they're interacting in the summer, how they're interacting with no structure, with less structure. Let's just say less structure than during the regular season. I would do those, and then how do you evaluate your coaching? Well. That's what I was talking about in the previous episode. What uses a laboratory and what can you use and what works? Oh, we pressed all summer and we got killed. Well, obviously then we're not going to do it in the winter because it's not, maybe we're not quick enough or maybe we don't rotate or I have to go back to the drawing board. So I think, trust me, it's going to kill you if you think the middle of June or end of July from playing in, you know, Ripon, Wisconsin is going to make a difference in February. It makes such a minuscule difference that, you know, work about, you know, grab those kids during that summer stuff and say, hey, you know, you really got to work on your dribble attack or, hey, you're not attacking. You're not diving on the ball for loose. Those kind of things. Yes. The big scheme stuff, you'll literally have a nervous breakdown if you worry about it, in my opinion, because it's summer. You know, they probably were up till 2 a.m. and they played an 8 a.m. game, you know, Snapchatting their sweetie, you know, whatever, their cutie patootie.
Yeah, exactly. You know, for us, we had to actually call their house and we had to talk to their parents first and then be able to talk to them. It was awful. You know, they got it made these days to be able to interact. But
I know.
Here's my whole thought of the summer is I think you think about what you talked about in May and with your coaches and you think, all right, what are some of our strengths and what are some of our weaknesses and look at the tendencies of how we're doing with those things in the summer, you know,
right.
And then make it a laboratory, you know, or are there things that you've seen, man, our transition defense all summer was horrible. That's got to be a big focus point. The first couple weeks of practice, okay. The flare screen was highly effective. We got to make sure we're using that a lot over the course. So looking at Joel's kind of tendencies and things, I think is really effective. But not looking at a big broad thing, I think, you know, I just think you got to constantly reflect and take some record, but you can't make your full decision on what the season's going to look like in the summer either, because you don't have your true guys all year, all summer either. So I just think it's good to just constantly take some notes and reflect on some of the strengths and weaknesses and how you can be able to prepare yourself for the season. You know, and I love the laboratory idea, Steve, about, you know, if you're right now, maybe changing your read and react and having some new principles and trying that out, or trying a couple different ways of doing defense.
And to be honest with you, that only works about half the time. So it's not right. It's like the lab during the season,
right?
It's not as effective. It's definitely
it's not,
but you can at least try it, you know, maybe an out of bounds play, maybe some sort of special or a quick hitter or something you want to try, and you want to do it two or three times, see if it works.
Or try something randomly in the course of a game, because, you know, that gives a sense of how these players are able to react on the fly. You know, how right. much preparation will you have to be able to do? And, man, these guys, I could draw up a play, and it never worked all summer. Okay, right. So we're going to have to really work on situations, okay? Or, you know, we didn't screen for anything, you know, which a lot of people don't screen very good anyways to begin with. But, you know, those just so certain things that you can take and pick up and build your practice plan as you get ready for the season. I think is huge.
I think that's huge too. All right. What's the question this week?
The question is, what is something, what is one tradition that you guys do for pregame in your program?
Pregame, like just during the regular season? I'm not going to tell you what we do. We have special ones for the tournament. I'm not going to tell you those. Those are super duper secret. You got to become a member of T-Troops to learn that. let's see. Tradition. So we have basically our pregame is a routine.
Okay.
There's not one specific.
Hey everybody, I hope you're enjoying this. Make sure you subscribe and like. Go over, pull that car over, leave that 5-star review, write something special. I'll respond to you. Also, if you're doing any shopping, anything like that, go over and check out www.teachhoops.com/Amazon. What that will do is if you bookmark that every time you shop, we get a small little commission. It helps us keep the lights on, trying to get some new equipment, our hosting fees, all the kind of things. It allows us to keep this thing kind of, this train moving. And hopefully you're enjoying these podcasts. But what I would do is I'd challenge you. I know you want to become a better basketball coach. I know you want to take it to the next level. Well, teachhoops.com will let you do that. So go over and check it out. All right, let's head back to the podcast.
Specific thing, it is you sit here, you go in at you get taped here, you go in at this time. Coach, one of my assistants goes in and gives a warning, then gives a pre-warning. Then I come in, then I give my spiel. Then actually I go to the bathroom, then I give my spiel every time, and then I leave, and then they have a group they get together as a group and kind of rally, and then they get ready to come out. I mean, it is literally like, and everything has a time and a place, and the routine never changes. Something has to go wrong for that entire routine to change. As far as specific things, I'll always talk about defense before I talk about offense when I'm talking about, you know, and my pregame prep has gotten less and less and less as I've gotten older. It's bullet points. It's boom, 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 boom. You know, here's what we need to do offensively. Here's what we need to do defensively. Because I've done a lot of digging on the web and stuff and tried to look at college coaches and high school coaches, their whiteboard before a game. Mm-hmm. And I think it can get too complicated. I really do. It's like if they don't know they're out of bounds play by that point, they're not going to know.
Right.
So you can diagram it up. And so maybe it's there when you come in at halftime or something, but it's not going to seep in at that point. It's going to be like, hey, left-handed. He's left-handed. Remember, he's left-handed. Push him right. Push him right. Push him right. Or, you know, those general big, it's got to be whole, not part kind of teaching at that point.
One thing that I've done is have a quote of the week, and I've always reflected on that quote of the week before every game. In the beginning of the season, I pick the quotes, and then by the end of the season, I choose a player to do that. Okay. And sometimes I try to strategically work with that player on choosing a quote that might be something that we're looking for. And sometimes I just kind of go with it because it's their team, you know. And so I think any good quote, you can connect it to any part of the your pregame, you know, whether it's about toughness or courage or whatever it is. I mean, right. It's always basketball related. But I always thought that was kind of a cool thing to do within a pregame warm-up, is just constantly going back to that quote. And then I think, you know, kids are – kids are repetitive nature, so constantly utilizing that in your practice. So the more meaningful that quote is and reflects on what you're doing is important too. So I just think that's a cool thing. I love that.
We have our 3 points for the week.
Okay.
Like, so we are always talking about, but I love the quote on top of that, because a quote is something general, and these are like, we gotta get back on defense. We got to stop dribble penetration. We got to close out on.
Okay. So like your key points to being successful this week.
There's always 3 for every game. And those are where, and to be honest with you,
that's a great idea too.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Those are always on the board, but those are like, if you asked anybody in my locker room at that point, they'd know them already. Cause we've been talking about them all week.
You have to.
Yeah. And that's where that repetition thing comes out. But I love the quote as the big rally cry. Like,
yeah. And I always left it up to my manager. I had like a laminator and they laminated for me and they did it every week. And I put it in the locker room and it changed it. And I changed the scenery every week, you know, like those 3 bullet points or a different quote every week. It doesn't make the game so monotonous, you know, constantly changing your bulletin board. That's another thing, is I constantly was changing my bulletin board and my signage in my locker room.
Let's stop on that, because I'm writing down notes. Like, I think this is some good stuff for,
okay.
I think that we got some good – I wrote a couple of things.
But this is why people that listen need to continue to network, because through talk of other coaches, look what happens.
Yes.
More discussion.
I got a bunch of ideas for other podcasts, so we'll save that for in season.
Sounds great, Coach.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye. Yeah, bye.
Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and like. Leave a review. We really do appreciate those reviews. Also, make sure you go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Videos, handouts, resources. Let me help you come up with that perfect out-of-bounds play in our one-on-one calls. Let me help you find what you need to take your coaching to the next level and get that winning program. Turn your program around. Let me.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.